We're in the book of James. We've been going through the book of James for the last several weeks now, and I absolutely love the book of James. The reason being is James gets to the point really quick. We only read a few verses just a few moments ago, and you're probably thinking, how is Neil going to preach on just four verses? Well, I am about to show you. It is a really interesting passage. You see, I think what James is trying to do throughout the book is he is addressing what it's like to be a Christian. Not just a new Christian, but any Christian. How they should act, how they should walk, how they should think. For years, I have been trying to come up with a perfect plan for new Christians so that they can learn how to be a Christian. And you know what I realized? Is I'm never going to come up with that perfect plan because James already did. And he wants to talk to us about something that's near and dear to our hearts, which is the future. How many of you in here, just by a show of hand, would love to know what the stock market is going to be at the end of the week? I know I would. I know I have read predictions about different things over the years and wondering if they're going to come true. I remember somebody talking several years ago that we were on the verge of having a self-driving car. And I was like, there is no way. And now every time I see one, I am fascinated. You see, we don't know what the future is going to hold, and we need to make sure that God is in our future. Amen? So we drop in on James here real quick. You got this guy that is running a Fortune 500 from Jerusalem. And he's got his MBA partner with him, and the two of them are talking. They're saying, hey, let's do this. Let's go over here, and let's go to this place, and we're going to sell some goods. We're going to make some money. He had it all down. He had the when. Today or tomorrow, we're going to do it. He had the where. We'll go to this or that city. He had how long it was going to take. They're going to spend a year. And what? We're going to carry on business. And why? We want to make some money. And I got to tell you, every time I read that, I thought, what is the problem with this? Because that's what we do. Amen? We plan, we forecast, and we go, and we make things happen. Being an entrepreneur, my entire life, I have always looked for opportunities to make money. And what is wrong with what they're doing? Well, James backs them up and he says, we've got three mistakes when we make our future plans. Number one is planning without God. Planning without God. They talk about what they're going to do, and James says, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go do this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, make money, is they were planning without God. Now, I'm going to say this to you because I want you to understand this. Planning without God is practical atheism. Planning without God is practical atheism. I worked for a fella, he was a Christian, and he was a good guy overall, but one of the things that he said to me constantly that really kind of rubbed me the wrong way was he would say, Neil, business is business and church is church. And it rubbed me the wrong way for so long. Well, finally, guess what happened? Business became business. And him being my brother didn't work out so well. My point being is if you do not include God in your plans, please do not say that I am a Christian and that practically that does not make sense. Everything we do should have God in it. Look, it said, instead, you ought to say if, and I want you to underline that word if. If is in the middle of life. And I want you to hear this, life is iffy. We don't know what's going to happen. He said, instead, you should say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. I don't know if you, most of you in here are not close to my age, but there are some of you who grew up in the church like I did. And I remember as a kid, a lot of times, people would make plans and they would say, if it's the Lord's will. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite phrases that I never really understood was, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I had to ask some old guy about what that meant. And he says, well, it was, you know, Lord willing, but also, if the creek rose, you couldn't get across the road, so that's what that meant. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. So the second thing I want you to see here, planning without prayer is presumptuous. Planning without prayer is presumptuous. We're presuming that everything's going to be like it is. But I'm going to tell you this. This is what most of us do. This is what I have been guilty of, and I know a lot of you are guilty of from time to time. We make our plans, and then we ask God to bless our plans. Let me say that again. We make our plans, and then we ask God to bless our plans. But what we should be doing, we should be asking God to bless our planning. We should be asking God to bless our planning, because that's when God can do what he needs to do for us. If you'll open up your sermon notes and let's look inside his, what is my response to God's desired will? And I want you to see this. There is a response to God's desired will. Now, there's God's determined will. Now, God's determined will, we can't change. If God decides today that the world is coming to an end, we're not going to be able to change that. There are things that God has put in place that we cannot change. They're unchangeable things. But there is God's desired will also. And God's desired will for us is for us to do his will. And that's not always easy. Amen? So what is my response to God's desired will? Letter A, I can talk about it. I can talk about God's will. I can talk about how God is going to be working in my life. I think everybody in here knows what God's will is. Amen? We find it in the scripture, what God wants for mankind, what God wants for us. He wants us to love each other, and he wants us to love him. We are to be in relationship with God and relationship with each other. That's God's desired will. And we can talk about it. As a matter of fact, I have seen a lot of people sit in Bible class and they will talk about what God's will is and what we should be doing. But when they leave the class, do they do what God wants to do? So we can talk about it, or I can desire it. I can talk about it, or I can desire it. I can desire God's will in my life. That means I am looking for God's will in my life consistently, that I'm wanting to be God's person here on this earth. Look at what it says. Proverbs 16:1. We humans make plans, but the Lord has the final word. I can plan all kinds of things. I can plan a great retirement. I can plan a trip. I can plan all kinds of things that I think are going to happen, but it is God that has final word. Proverbs 16:1 in the Living Bible says we can make our plans, but the final outcome is in God's hands. Now, I want to ask you this question. When is the last time that you prayed, God, what do you want? I want you to think about that for just a minute, because when I pray most of the time, I'm praying, God, I need this, I want this. But when is the last time that you prayed, God, what is it that you want for me? Because that's being in God's will, is when we pray, God, what is it you want from me, not what is it I want from God? So look at what it says, the solution here is to include God in your plans. Your response to God's desired will should be to include God in your plans. The second problem we have with the future is presuming about tomorrow. It says, why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow, what is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while, then vanishes. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. Well, here's what the issue is. Number one is life is unpredictable. Life is unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I wish we could predict things that were going to happen. I tease from time to time when people have passed away and I have a funeral and I have so much going on and I have to do that, I tease Nancy from time to time. I sure wish people would start scheduling these funerals a year in advance.